not too many years ago, they had special facilities from schools and public toilets, two seats in restaurants and buses for...
Cold.
All right, what is the proper name for?
For race.
All right, well, what is your race?
Black.
All right, what's the other name?
They call it Negro.
But you would call the people of the other race what?
Cracker.
What is the proper name for it?
White.
Yes, they have also another name. Like we
Gentile.
Have... Alright. Like we call Negroes, they're called... Alright. What would you call the man you work for?
Bald man, what?
Yes, sir.
Bald man. That would... Yeah, I hate to say it.
Alright. How would you address him?
Well, call him Mr. So-and-so.
Alright. If you weren't using his last name, you would say... If you didn't call him by his last name, and he was getting ready to talk to him,
I just call him Mr. Anyway, that's the way I do this. Sometimes I call him by his name.
By his last name?
By his first name.
Mm-hmm.
By his first name, too. Just called it Flat.
Oh, I see. Would black usage be different from white?
The black usage?
Yes, in the name calling. If the white person was talking to the boss man, would he say it different from what you would call him?
They call him Mr. Too. Okay.
White people who aren't well off, haven't had a chance at education and the like, especially those that are good for nothing, too lazy to work, or what have you, does it make any difference if they are town or country people?
No, I would say no.
Well, all right, what would you call them?
Call them sorry people.
All right, but would you have a special name for them, like you have a nickname for them?
Poor man.
What do Negroes call them?
Sorry, mainly.
Yes.
Call them a cracker.
Somebody who lives out in the country doesn't know anything about town ways and is conspicuous when he gets to town. What do you call that person?
Most people call them crazy.
Call them what?
Crazy.
Alright. But suppose they had a little bit of, sense. What would you say about them, or what name would you call them?
Well, they would say they ain't got no sense, if they was fishy.
Alright. Suppose they had never come to town to really do any shopping. And this was something
I would say he didn't know. That's what I would say.